The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up, America! Boy, somebody's got to pay attention. What in the heck are we doing when it comes to this strategy in Iraq? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. So the president finally speaks and lets the world know, including us here in the United States, what the strategy is for the situation in Iraq. And the strategy is this: 300 special forces are going in to Baghdad and around Baghdad, including Navy SEALs and Green Berets. And the idea is to get the skinny on what the ISIS or ISIS terrorist folks are doing, where they're set up, in other words, what kind of ammunition, supplies, tanks, that kind of stuff. In other words, to survey the area, I think, to set up for drone strikes in the future. He didn't say there would be drone strikes, but he said there could be targeted attacks should they be necessary. Then the president talked about Nouri al-Maliki's problems and that this is Iraq's problem and that they had all this civil discourse between the Shias and the Sunnis and the Kurds, all the things that we already know. He's telling us the end of the movie, but we already have seen this movie play out and we already are very aware of it. But the strategy is, okay, boom, we're going in with the 300. We're going to look at maybe targeted attacks if we have to do it. I think it's just a setup to go and use the drones and to try to hit the places with that they're going to hit without collateral damage or very little collateral damage, if that's possible. Because very, very tough to do. That's the setup. And at this point, I think it's clear that the president's response was way too tepid on this from the beginning. Okay, so finally, okay, here we're reacting, this is what we're doing. And Kerry, Secretary Kerry, wasn't even sent over until now. Not to go down the path where I just beat up on the Secretary of State, but that's what you would do automatically. I mean, what's the easiest thing to do? We see what's happening. We hear about these Islamic jihadists, the beheadings, the military who dumped their weapons and ran. We're sending over immediately John Kerry, the Secretary of State. He's going to talk with al-Maliki. We're going to have a conversation, all of us. Boom. But it doesn't matter. Now we're going, here is the plan. Here is the option. This is what the advisors are going to do in Iraq. We're going to help the military. We're going to check out the situation. And then we're going to bomb. That's what I think. I'd be very surprised if we don't bomb. I think we will. Here's a frightening story that's happening in our backyard at the CDC. They say 75 people at the CDC might have been exposed to anthrax. Ooh, think of 9/11 and what we heard about anthrax afterwards, people being mailed it. Three labs weren't equipped to handle the live bacteria, but they did it anyway. Not realizing, I suppose. Anthrax is deadly. That stuff gets caught in your throat, forget about it. So there's a big concern. So far, nobody's showing the symptoms, but they found the live bacteria, so they know that people were around it. Very deadly if it's inhaled. All you have to do is handle it, and it can start to affect you. Will it affect the 75? So far, it hasn't happened. The FBI is interviewing, talking to people, trying to figure out what happened, but they don't believe that this was any kind of foul play. Like I said, 9/11 is when we think about anthrax, the letters that were sent to Tom Brokaw, the Senate Majority Leader at the time, Tom Daschle, Patrick Leahy, the senator from Vermont, got some anthrax. There were other newspapers that got anthrax, and the FBI interviewed almost 10,000 people, and they issued like 6,000 subpoenas, and remember the masks and the gloves and all the conversation about that, and the postal service workers and people taking antibiotics because they thought they could get exposed to anthrax. And then there were people that were killed. And that's why there was legitimately a reason for a scare. A postal worker died inhaling the anthrax. There was a photo editor who died of inhaling anthrax. There was an employee at a Manhattan hospital who died. There was another woman who died from inhaling it. So there was a reason to be concerned and worried about it. When you hear anthrax, not good. What the bungled method of handling was at the CDC, they didn't do it right. And hopefully that doesn't come back to lead to the death of anyone there. So far, no, that has not happened. That has not happened. Thank goodness. All right. Something else, too, that pegs on our radar heavily is this whole IRS thing, because we're not done with this yet. The IRS emails, you know, what is the scoop on that? Why can't we get these emails? Let's find out about the targeting of the Tea Party and the other groups. We need to know. Let's just get on with this. Right? This investigation has been going on for a year. And when did the IRS know about the missing emails? It depends on who you believe. Some are saying that her hard drive crashed in the late spring. Others are saying, oh, well, we knew about it in February at the White House. They were saying that. And then why wouldn't they tell Congress? Did it really crash? There was a chain of emails, and an employee wrote, unfortunately, the news isn't good. The sectors on the hard drive were bad, which made the data unrecoverable. Then Lois Lerner said, I really do appreciate the effort. Sometimes stuff just happens. It just seems fishy to me. Sometimes stuff just happens. So three committees are looking into it. The House Ways and Means Committee, the House Oversight Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, all trying to get to the bottom of the emails. What happened? Can we recover them really? It seems all so familiar and fishy at the same time, because we've lost all of the email connection to the White House and during a huge specific time period when the Tea Party groups or Patriot groups were denied the tax-exempt status in question. So, convenient, huh? The IRS has retrieved 24,000 of the lost emails by searching through accounts of other IRS employees who could have been included in the emails. Overall, they've turned over 750,000 pages of documents in the investigation. 67,000 emails. Wow. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Unbelievable what happened just the other day. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office canceling six trademarks belonging to the Washington Redskins football team. Happened on Wednesday. They say they're offensive to Native Americans. The team has spent millions of dollars defending trademarks over the years, and they're going to appeal the decision. So they're in that appeal process. While they're in the appeal process, the Patent Office has no choice. They have to continue to treat the trademark registrations like they're valid during this whole process. But this is wild. After what happened with Congress sending a letter talking to Daniel Snyder about ditching the name, saying it's racially insensitive and offensive and a myriad of other reasons, I think it's an incredible overreach. Bishop Council Ned is with us from Project 21 to talk about it. And Council Ned, thanks so much for coming on the show again. What was your initial reaction when you heard this story about the trademark attack? I mean, it's nuts.
Well, as a native Washingtonian and a lifelong Redskins fan, I was shocked. Your listeners are probably wondering, what does the bishop care about this? Well, I'm a lifelong Redskins fan. I was absolutely shocked by this. I mean, like you said in the lead into this interview, I mean, it's a drastic overreach by the government, specifically the Patent and Trademark Office, to sort of do something like this. It's just ridiculous.
So here's the thing. What will happen is people say, well, wait a second, Bishop, you're a bishop. And this is insensitive to Native Americans because Redskins, and think of what the word Redskin means if you go back in history. And what do you say to that, especially with the religious overtones?
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, I do bleed burgundy and gold, but I'm not denigrating the name Redskins. I'm honoring the name Redskins. They're my favorite team. I love them. And there's millions of people throughout Washington, D.C., and throughout America that love the Redskins as much as I do. We're not denigrating them. How can we denigrate something and love something at the same time?
Yeah, it's as I said with the overreach thing, I mean, to me, what happens here is they won't have to, it wouldn't force them to change their name, but it would definitely reduce them economically, the value. That's why you have a trademark, because you could have all kinds of bootleg T-shirts and hats, well, and which you would.
Well, I guess technically they wouldn't be bootleg at that point. You know, it made me wonder if Obama's planning on going into the sort of bootleg T-shirt industry after he leaves the White House and start selling Redskins T-shirts and make some extra money. I have no idea what this guy was thinking. But it's just fascinating to me the way he politicizes everything. You know, first he had Lois Lerner and the IRS attacking his enemies, and, you know, some of his friends and constituents or some of his, you know, wealthy, powerful, vocal friends are upset about the name Redskins. So, you know, now the Patent and Trademark Office is snatching people's trademarks. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it goes deeper than this, too, is what I mentioned. Here you have on the Hill, we have all these problems we're dealing with. We're dealing with, geez, what are we going to do? How many resources? What are we going to put into the Iraq situation? What are we going to do at the border as it's porous now and there's so many kids that are coming in and they're being shipped all over the place and trying to process them. And there's a myriad, as you know,
right,
of things that we're facing. And here you have the Senate Majority Leader who is taking up this big cause and saying, look, we're going to eventually force Daniel Snyder to do the right thing and change the name. So personally, they're wasting our resources going after the Redskins owner, I think. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are real problems that are going on in this country that the president, the administration, and Congress refuse to address in any way. But for some reason, Harry Reid's pushed this to the top of his priority list. You know, if he wants to muck around in local affairs, how about muck around in the local affairs in his home state? There's more than enough things for him to go after there.
Yeah, you mentioned this is your favorite team. You grew up there. You're talking about D.C. You're there. What are people saying? I mean, this has to be the water cooler buzz in Washington.
Well, I live in Pennsylvania now, and I make it down to Washington a couple of times a month. But, you know, I've been following this thing on Twitter for a while, and I'm pretty vocal about it. You know, it's sort of shocking. And I have a lot of friends in Washington who love the team and hate the name. And, you know, I'm not completely insensitive to the arguments on that side, but this is clearly an overreach. You know, I don't want the Redskins to change their name. You know, that's the name I've grown up with. I just don't want to see the name change. But, you know, I like I said, I have some friends who are on the other side on this issue. But, you know, Washington's full of lawyers, and everyone agrees that this is an overreach, and it sets a horrible precedent.
It does set a horrible precedent, because think of other things, even other ways to go around when you don't, when there's pressure to do something. Okay, well, what can we do? Because, you know, the team adopted its logo in 1933. The trademark was granted in 1967. And,
right.
I mean, it's nutty. Even you could go further than that. Their coach at the time for the Washington Redskins was a Native American. He's Native American. So there you have a coach who's saying, yeah, bring it on. And I think personally, and I know this is maybe offensive to people listening, and I'm sorry for that, but to me at the time, especially when they came up with the Redskins, it was supposed to mean power and we're strong and we're going to crush the competition. And that's what I think. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I mean, in my opinion, Redskins are America's team. You know, the Cowboys like to sort of claim that, but really Redskins are America's team. You know, we're honoring Native Americans with that name. We're honoring Native Americans with that imagery. You know, the Redskins probably have one of the worst owners in the entire NFL, but, you know, I stand with him on this particular issue in terms of not forcing the Redskins to change their name.
Yeah. Do you think that the attorney, and of course he should say this because he should feel confident, the attorney for the Redskins says during the appeal process they'll win. He thinks they'll win, but I'm not so sure about that because I think there's going to be a lot of push. And, you know, it comes down to what the decision is in the appeals court of this process. But he seems to think they'll win. What do you think?
I think that they probably, well, I certainly hope they win, but I think they probably will win, because I guess there was a case a few years ago, and it went to the appellate level, and the appeals court decided in favor of the Redskins. So I would think that even if they don't act, they will force the Patent and Trademark Office, or force them to continue the patent on the basis that the appeals court has already ruled. I think they'd have to have a separate hearing or a new hearing on the whole thing, and I don't know that they necessarily want to do that or get into that.
Yeah. Can you imagine this? It's such an asset of a huge NFL team. They would take a very, very big hit. I can only imagine what that would do to ticket prices. And then if you look at it, if they were to lose the patent, then it would be a move to, well, geez, maybe you better change the name, because they wouldn't have the protection of it. And if that happened, what would you even go about calling Washington? I can't imagine that. Can you?
Yeah, not really. I can't imagine sort of what happens next. But, again, sort of the frightening thing for this, you know, again, it happened in Washington, and so every time something happens in Washington, all the lawyers get worked up. But anybody who owns any sort of intellectual property, patents, trademarks, needs to be very concerned about what happens next. The only people who are going to benefit from this are the attorneys who handle patent and trademark issues. I think they just sort of created a boon for their industry by the Patent and Trademark Office sort of intervening in this really capricious way.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm sure there's people, like you said, people who have intellectual property that's protected. I mean, it can be the simplest of things that have to be a little bit concerned, because does that mean if somebody decides, or especially if the government decides, oh, this is, you know, we don't like this, so we're railing against it, that there could be, and it might not happen on a widespread basis, but you never know if you would be the person that would be caught in the crosshairs with whatever company it is. Because I still go back to the fact that, to me, the I don't want to say shocking, but to me, the dumbest thing was that you had the Senate Majority Leader really pushing this. You had ultimately the pressure on Roger Goodell, sending him the note and signing the note and saying, you know, something had to be done. And Roger Goodell just kind of pushing it off, saying that they would think about it, but he was trying to kind of get away from that, because it was just back in May. You had 49 senators that signed that letter to Goodell saying that the team was on the wrong side of history and that he should endorse a name change. And he was smart to whip around and not do that. As you know, too, afterwards, there were 77 tribal, civil rights and religious groups, National Congress of American Indians, the NAACP jumped in on this, too, all signing these letters to urge, you know, a campaign to change the team's mascot.
Right.
Yeah. And, more and more groups, I guess, are getting involved in this. I don't know. We might see picket signs out at the appeals process.
Well, yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
Counsel Ned, thank you so much. Thank you, Bishop, for coming on America Tonight.
And thank you so much for having me on again. God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As per usual on this show, all of you reacting to the situation in Iraq and what ultimately was the decision going to be, the strategy, were we going to even have a strategy? I got an overwhelming amount of comments on that and some other things as well. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Ollie. I love the name Ollie. I'm assuming that is a nickname maybe for Oliver, maybe not. Maybe they just call this person Ollie. And Ollie says, Kate, hello. I've listened to the show for some time now. I have to tell you, lady, I really enjoy it, and I'm telling my buddies as well. We laugh so hard at the dumb things. I've really picked up on that. I promise I will send my list. But first, I have to make sure my wife's not looking. I don't need her to give me any hassle for the dumb things I've done. But speaking of dumb things, we have been behind the eight ball the entire time on the Iraq situation. It was a bad beat to begin with. We shouldn't have been involved the first time around. We made excuses for the weapons of mass destruction There weren't any weapons of mass destruction. And then once we get involved, we end up mucking it all up. And here we are at the doorstep of finding ourselves in a situation where do we, don't we, what is it we need to do from a global point of view and from a local point of view? And I think the American public would go berserk if there were boots on the ground. Technically, according to what I heard, there will be some boots on the ground. If you're talking about Green Berets and you're talking about Navy SEALs, how can that not equate to some boots on the ground? What a nasty piece of business. And let's hope we don't go any deeper, because I'm not kidding. I think people will explode. Thanks. I'll keep listening. Ollie, I agree. People will explode. If you full-on had a crazy giant surge, yeah, absolutely. And right now, that's not going to happen. It's not. It's not going to happen. But that's what would happen in this country. I mean, it would just rip us apart. So let's see, as Iraq continues to make crazy fools of us, let's see how long this continues until there's some other form of attack that we're going to take on, which I think is going to be drones anyway. And pretty much the president hinted at that. Here's one from Jeff who says, Kate, love the show. You hit the head on the nail when you talked about that thug, Nouri al-Maliki. He was the wrong guy for the wrong time from the very beginning. Why now we push for him to be booted when we were the ones who put him in the place in the first place? He shouldn't have been there. That shouldn't have happened. It's our fault. That's the problem. They had the wrong leader. He never tried to unite anyone. He tried to get revenge on the Sunnis. And since there already was a religious problem, it made it worse. When I think of the blood, sweat, and tears, as you call it, that have been spilled in the Middle East, but particularly in Iraq, it makes me furious. Let's just get this done and get gone. Here's one from Carrie, who says, Ms. Delaney, Iraq is a place we don't need to be, but we didn't get it right from the beginning. The president needed to come out in a much more emphatic way right from the start. And for goodness sake, why wasn't John Kerry involved right from the get-go? Why wasn't he there the second there was a hint of trouble? Why don't we eliminate the position of Secretary of State if we don't need one? We have one who screws up Benghazi and then apologizes and then says we need to move on. And then we have another one who comes in and is never where he's supposed to be. What are we paying them? We should take all that money back. Yeah, there's no question the Kerry thing is a mess up. I don't understand why he wasn't there in the beginning. He's been like the passive idiot in the background. It's like the Punch and Judy show. Punch me some more. Punch me some more. Punch me some more. Okay, now I'm ready to go over. Come on. And the president himself, I mean, actually both of them. You have to take your cues from the president, I assume, right? Because you're the cabinet person. So you're the Secretary of State. This is your deal. You're the face. You got to put your mug out there. You got to get in front of things, period, end of story. So the president, do you want to send him right away? I don't know. I mean, Iraq is just pulling the strings, and we're just dancing around. The Punch and Judy reference really, really fits here, I think. Right, let's move on to something else. This one from Don, who says, Kate, Daryl Issa is so determined to get to the bottom of the Lois Lerner saga. And boy, I don't blame him. They need to get her emails. They need to get those boxes. Why do they have to fish around through thousands of emails? I don't get it. Just tell us what is in the emails and let's move on. What a waste of manpower, time, and the like all the way down. It doesn't make any sense to me. Or maybe it does because they're stonewalling. It's typical lawyer tactic. And we have no recourse, I suppose, even though we're not buying what they're selling. And I'm sure ICE is not on board with this. I think it's outrageous that we still are not getting the emails that we know darn well they have. What do you think happened to the emails? I think in your roundabout way, you're kind of answering your own question. I think they buried the emails. I think they got rid of the emails. Or maybe she got rid of the emails. Who knows? I mean, is this really, are we to believe this is solely her deal? That she decided, okay, when these groups come in, let's slow their process down. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to go through this whole Patriot Party thing. I'm not buying it, so I'm going to take care of it, and this is what we can do. Or did somebody above her say, this is what you need to do in this situation? It seems so hard for me to believe that Lois Lerner just did this on her own, that nobody instructed her that this is what we want to have happen here. Because that just doesn't make any sense. I would think for sure it would have to come from somebody higher up the chain, not from her office. And the way to know that and the way to have the correspondence from the White House is to get a look at those emails. But if they say they scrubbed them off every hard drive, they have no cloud, they have no... I find that so hard to believe because knowing the kind of technical people that they have, as much as they might be able to screw things up, I don't think they're screwing this up. I think they're purposely hiding this. That's what I think. I think they're purposely hiding it. All right, so we go back, bounce back to this crazy thing with who was going to step in as the new majority leader. And Mel says, Kate, are you surprised that Congressman Kevin McCarthy is the new majority leader of the House after Cantor was bounced? No, I am not surprised that he is, because it seemed inevitable right from the get-go that he was going to be the guy that was going to step up into that spot. And, you know, after the votes were in, Cantor, who was stunned, June 10th, McCarthy had the juice. He's a four-term lawmaker from California. He was the majority whip. He was, he was the guy. He beat out Raul Labrador, a conservative from Idaho who pushed pretty late to try to get that spot. So he had the momentum, and he came out ahead. The secret ballots is what they do. And they weren't disclosed right away, but the House Republican Conference has 233 members, and only 117 votes are needed to win the House position. So there you go. He's the guy who steps into what Cantor's role was, and Cantor, I think, really thought he was going to be Speaker of the House. But in talking to other people, Eric Cantor's staff was unpopular. Eric Cantor wasn't very popular with a lot of people in Washington. I didn't realize that it was that bad, but it was. And Eric Cantor overshot. He thought he had bagged the election. He wasn't even around for the election. So instead, he loses his seat to Dave Bratt, an underfunded economics professor who, hey, was backed by the Tea Party. He overshot. He didn't realize what was going on. Oh, my. Rough times for Cantor. But McCarthy, it's interesting, his voting record tends to be less conservative than Eric Cantor. So how about that? In fact, the American Conservative Union gave McCarthy a 72 for his House votes last year. That's down from 86 in 2012. The scores compare with an 84 for Cantor last year, down from 94 the year before. So he tends to lean a little bit more, not a lot, because I don't think that's true, but he leans a little bit more in the middle. Might be surprising, I think, to some. Coming up on the flip side, we're mixing in the daily salutes and a few other odds and ends as we wrap up this hour of America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Special checkered flag. You want to weigh in on a lot of the things we're talking about, please do. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. A lot of people, the water cooler buzz across the land is over Iraq. The president blew it, in my opinion, because he was way too tepid to begin with. And now here we are, supposedly not sending boots on the ground, but our sneakiest, cleverest guys are going to be over there from all branches to help the Iraqi military. And, oh, by the way, they're going to check out all the targets that we can hit with our drones. It's just a question of when. Did I say that? Yeah. He didn't say that. He hinted at it at this point. And where's the Secretary of State? He should have been there a long time ago as this was all exploding. But this is what we have come to expect. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, beautiful. How far art thou?
Excelente, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Did you get a chance to look at that video I told you about?
Yes.
What did you think?
Oh, it's crazy. Oh, it makes me furious to look at it. Are you kidding? I mean, you know this, Dan, of all the issues, of all the things that I've been all over from the beginning and all the time that I have spent with the Border Patrol throughout three different times, I just can't. I mean, I can believe it, but it's sickening.
Uh-huh. Well, the president came up with a little thing that he called the president of Mexico and said, you know, we need to get those people back. Under our laws, they really can't stay here. Which is a dog and pony show that's just for, the news bite, but because he really doesn't plan on doing anything. But I found out today, not only are the governments of South America, Central America, paying their people to put on planes and buses and trucks and whatever, and the Mexicans are making a fortune letting them cross their country, and the coyotes and everything, we are paying for them to come here, and we're giving them money as soon as they get here out of our taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why are we doing that? And it's just
because
kind of been undercover.
Obama wants them here to take
elections.
Care of this upcoming election.
Yeah.
The majority of them are 17, 18, 19-year-olds that will somehow wind up with identification and then driver's licenses. And then, of course, in America, you must be a good little Democrat voter. And they're going to be showing up at the polls. Even though they haven't got a citizenship, they will get driver's licenses. This is all a ploy to wipe out Texas's influence. Boston, I'm telling you, they're going as far away as North Dakota. None of them are going to Washington, D.C., though. You know, I still say, load them on a bus and send them to Washington, D.C., and let Obama take good care of them there.
Yeah. If you wanted that many people in this country and you want them to vote, you take care of them in the district. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. And you feed them and you diaper them and you take care of the mamas that are coming over that are now going to bring all the in-laws and outlaws. This is an anchor type situation. They got the kids here. Now they'll bring mommy, daddy, uncle, aunt, the whole nine yards. You know?
Yeah.
But I didn't just call about that. I also called to wish all the GN list, GN, how do you say your call?
GCN.
GCN. Yeah, I should know that by now since I've been a regular here for 6 years, or five, whatever it is. But, I wanted to tell them, you know, you guys, get on board. Give us some calls. Give us some what do you think? Don't just write a little newsletter or text something. Get in here and let's hear something, what you got, what you really think. And, Billy, I'm sorry in New Mexico that you think some of us like me are being cruel to this illegal alien from Mombasa, Kenya. But even his grandmother in Africa, in Kenya, said she was there at the birth of Rocky Husseini Obama.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be controversy over that. There's no doubt about it, Dan. Absolutely.
It is so fake. It's unbelievable. I could prove it if you want me to, but I don't want to give them a heads up on what's known. But that birth certificate is a fake. I mean, I could prove it.
The problem is nobody is willing to go to the wall if that's really true. Nobody's willing to go to the wall and say, well, the CIA and the FBI, they all lied and covered up because you have to go through that screening process when you're a senator. And I know that to be true because Rand Paul and I have talked about that before.
Yeah,
so that's definitely true. But somebody covered up something if that's the case.
And one more thing on this learner situation. I found out also today, not only do we have backups on the servers, the IRS has a backup tape system with a redundant factor that also has a backup system to the tape system to where they've got the news, the emails, they got the servers, then they got the tape system, then they got a backup tape system. So this is all bull. And our boys in Washington, D.C. aren't going to do anything about it. till after their little vacation. Then they won't do anything until after the election. So we're looking March, April, May, when the new members come in, before we're going to have any kind of action at all. This is all a dog and pony show that they're doing to us right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about getting to those midterms, no question about it. Dan, you have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for the call. Ray in Missouri, you get the last word for this hour anyway. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Kate, how are you this evening?
I'm excellent. How about you?
Well, good. It dropped a little bit of rain on us tonight, cooled work down a little bit, not a whole lot. But it was our first couple hot days, so.
Yay!
Fun.
It is. You know what? It's just inevitable, and you know that it's going to happen depending on where you are, and you just brace for it. You know what I'm saying? You just brace for it when it happens. Here's the deal. You got to carry a lot of water with you or make sure you got great air conditioning.
I've got I carry my big Bubba cup with the sweet tea in it, but then I have a gallon and a half igloo cooler with ice water.
I do that too. I do the same thing because I don't want to get caught in a situation where I don't have any water. Yeah, that's good.
Well, it's cold.
Yep. Smart. What else is going on in the land of Missouri?
Oh, I don't know. I did watch before work today the little speech.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Well, he said that this is how I grasped it, that in Korea and Germany and Japan and Vietnam, that the governments let us keep troops there because they said that if our troops shot somebody, they wouldn't hold us accountable and prosecute them. But Iraq told us that if we kept troops there and somebody got hurt, they was going to prosecute them, so we pulled out. And then I distinctly remembered that when he was running for office, he said, I will pull out all troops from Iraq.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was the big thing, because people were complaining about how long it was dragging on to no end, and that was one of the big promises, one of the main promises.
Yeah, so basically, in Korea, the activity is pretty good. In Germany, Germany's still going good. In Japan, everything's still going good because we have troops there. But in Vietnam, bad. Iraq, bad. Afghanistan's going to be bad because
yep.
We have nobody there.
Right, and so you just answered the question, right? The reason you have to leave them behind is there is that imminent threat not to have things explode again. You have a great weekend. Wow, that hour flew by. Any thoughts? You can always send them to us, americatonight.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.